It's a holiday weekend, and we have some great events for you to enjoy patriotic style. And we have something new for you this weekend. Our regular events calendar person from the Ann Arbor Observer is on holiday. And in his place this month, we welcome another calendar editor from the Ann Arbor Observer, Emily Landau. It's so nice to see you.
Hi, Lucy. It's really great to meet you.
You know, I have to mention this because of the last name Landau. We have to tell everyone about it. Very famous name here in Ann Arbor. Your grandpa was an outstanding builder in our community.
Yes, he was. He was. He was a great grandpa, too.
Ah, that's so nice. So we miss him, and so nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
The legacy continues. You're also working for a great institution, the Ann Arbor Observer.
That I am.
So let's find out what we've got going on this weekend, Emily. Tell us about those great 4th of July events we can all attend.
There's quite a bit of 4th of July stuff going on. So we've got to start, and in no particular order, of course, we've got the 4th of July parade from the Ann Arbor JCs, an organization that is almost as old as I am, 35 years old, returning with floats, live music, all sorts of fun stuff that runs between East William and North University on State. That'll start at about 10 a.m. And after that, whenever that ends, there's going to be the Ann Arbor Fire Department is going to be demonstrating some firefighting tools, chance to cool off by running through some hose streams and get sprayed
like
about 8-11 a.m. So if you or anybody in your life enjoys getting wet on the 4th of July, you'll have a fun opportunity there. In Ipsy, we've got the 96th annual 4th of July parade hosted by the American Legion Post 282.
They almost weren't able to pull this off this year, and they're one of the oldest parades around, but because the woman who organized it, she felt like she didn't have enough help, she was stepping down, and everyone said, you can't do that, and that got a lot of people involved in wanting to participate, so that was really great to see.
It certainly looks like it's going to be quite the event. We've got marching bands, we've got clowns, we've got a group of Rosie the Riveter reenactors, some Willow Run history right there, and then just representatives from various local businesses, organizations, groups. It'll begin on West Cross Street, and Oakwood goes down Cross Street through Depot Town, so that'll be a fun time.
So you even have time to get to the Ypsilanti Parade if you're going to the Ann Arbor Parade. Ann Arbor's at 10, Ypsilanti starts at 11 a.m. I like the way they do
just
that.
Just dash down, yeah. Dash down Washtenaw, get sprayed by a hose, and then while you're dripping wet, just roll your windows down.
I like how you think, Emily.
Then, actually, at noon, so once you're had gone to Depot Town, had some tacos, had some drinks, you can head up Packard to Cobblestone Farm, where they're going to have their traditional Independence Day celebration starting at around noon. It'll be a 19th century style Independence Day celebration. We've got period appropriate outdoor games. I'm not enough of a historian to know what that means, but I'll bet it'll be cool. Period fashion show, reading of the Declaration of Independence, storytelling, music, demonstrations of crafts, and of course a tour of the Cobblestone Farm Museum, that awesome 1844 farmhouse, and then of course a chance to meet some of the farm animals. So there will be a picnic lunch if you want to bring your own food, but there'll also be food trucks, and that goes to 4 p.m. So that's a nice full day before you head off to find your fireworks.
Oh, I love it. So that is going to be noon to 4 p.m., you said? That's
yes.
On Friday as well, on 4th of July.
Correct.
And that is where I learned how to make ice cream, on the porch of Cobblestone Farm.
Because with the rock salt and
yes,
everything?
Yes, yeah, they were doing it the old-timey way. It was a lot of fun. So just to give you an idea of the kinds of things you'll learn when you go to Cobblestone Farm.
It'll be an educational and historical day.
It will indeed. Let's move to Saturday. What's going on Saturday?
Well, over on Plymouth Road, this is kind of a cool summer festival that we have, summer a music series that we have in Ann Arbor. The Broken Branch Ranch, which is on Plymouth, a little past the Ford Road interchange, right where that that big old party store is.
Oh,
it's actually not far from where I grew up.
But
it's hosted at a private home, and it's just an awesome outdoor performance series, usually hosted with local music. So people bring their own camp chairs, blankets, coolers, beverages, food, and just have a big old night listening to some music. So it is a monthly series. So this month's Broken Branch Ranch music is Eric Moore's Guy Talk, which is sort of a folk rock blues quintet led by Eric Moore, who's one of those sort of finger styly guitarists who are like very complex and, you know, very, very talented. I can't do it. And opening for him are Bill Edwards, who is a country singer-songwriter, a local guy, and Danny Darling, a sort of a psychedelic soul jazz singer. So it'll be a cool night on July 5th. So bring your blankets, your coolers, enjoy some nice outdoor music.
I have not heard of the Broken Branch Ranch before.
Yeah, run by Adam LeBeau, who is a local musician. And they've been around for at least as long as I've been with The Observer, which granted isn't that long, but they're a really cool kind of under the radar gem.
I'm glad you told us about them. Thank you. We are talking with Emily Landau from the Ann Arbor Observer. By the way, the Observer has all these events and many more. They do them hour by hour, day by day. So no matter what time of day it is, you'll be able to find something to do just by glancing at the Ann Arbor Observer. You can pick a copy up on newsstands everywhere. And you can also go online at AnnArborObserver.com. We've got one more event. It's coming up on Sunday, the 6th.
So this is a bit of a change of pace for this weekend, but it's Sunday, so you'll want to, you know, chill out a little bit. At the Jewel Heart Buddhist Center, it is the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday party on the 6th of July. So at the Jewel Heart Buddhist Center, which is over on Oak Valley Drive from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., just going to be hosting a little birthday party for the Dalai Lama. So there will be a talent show, a talk by one of the resident monks there, some outdoor games, and activities, and there'll be a brunch and, of course, a birthday cake for the llama. So it'll be a nice, chill afternoon.
All right. And you can find all these events at AnnArborObserver.com. And people can actually post their own events online as well.
Yes, they can. If you go to the Ann Arbor Observer website, which is AnnArborObserver.com, it'll load up for you. And if you go to events, it'll open up a little menu. And at the bottom of it, it's submit events. So if you have an event that you want to share, go to that. You can also just go to the URL, AnnArborObserver.com/submit-events. That'll take you right there. Just submit your name, the title, the date, any important information about it, and that'll get posted automatically.
If you are new to town and you don't know already, the Ann Arbor Observer is the place to go to read about the people, the issues, everything that's ticking in our town. They know about it in the Ann Arbor Observer. So make sure to pick up your copy today. And if you live in Ann Arbor, you should be getting that copy in the mail free.
Yes, ma'am.
Every month. This is a monthly read. Emily did a great job for your first shout out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emily Landau in for Michael Bright during the month of July here for our events on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.